Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud side, I drink in the night. Any place it shows us right.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Jan Yeager is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jan Yeager is an outstanding relationship and friendship expert. She's written so many books, I almost hurt myself carrying all of them in here. There are so many that I can't, I don't have time to tell you the titles of all of them, although over the years I have done that, because we've introduced you to every one of these, because she always has a lot of good things to say about making sure that you and I maximize the relationships that we have. Her new book is called Who's That Sitting at My Desk? Jan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. What's the news? What's the new angle that we need to be focusing on today with our relationships?
I think the new angle is that in doing my research, I found a unique relationship in the workplace that I call a workship. It's not as close as a friendship, but it's much more committing than a coworker or acquaintance.
Do you think it helps us to have these different titles? Because, you know, sometimes somebody says, do you know so-and-so? And we say, oh, yes, he's a good friend of mine, when they're really just an acquaintance. We tend to exaggerate the relationship, and sometimes we work with people, and when someone says, you know, do you work with that person? Do you know that person? We tend to understate. Well, yes, I work with that person. When the truth is, maybe they're a little bit more than just a fellow employee.
Well,
is that important?
Well, yes, I do believe it's very important, and the reason is that today more than ever we're very conscious of influence peddling. And sometimes you have to, you know, recuse yourself and literally say, you know, so-and-so is a friend. I really shouldn't be on a committee with him or her. Or, we get along fine, but don't worry about it. We're just workships. I can use my objectivity. Because friendship can cloud your judgment. And it also is important if someone isn't a friend, not to pretend you're a friend, because saying someone's a friend has status, and it shouldn't be.
But isn't that just kind of a generous way to talk about? I mean, isn't that just sort of isn't that something we've sort of gotten into? I mean, I have to admit, Jan, I'm sure I'm guilty of saying that someone is a friend, not to try to, you know, to drop names or anything, but just because it's. What else would I say? They're an acquaintance? I guess maybe I could say that. But friend sounds nicer.
Well, but I agree saying someone's a friend sounds nicer, but I think it is important to be clear. And people are starting to use the word workship and saying it with humor and with joy. You know, oh, my workship jam. because calling someone a friend, it actually can backfire. You're saying it just because it's something to say, but it can actually, make people wonder, well, you know, what's going on there? Is this a relationship that is clouding someone's judgment? So I think it's important. But beyond that, what I talk about in the book is that there are key workships that you need to cultivate. One of them is the researcher. The researcher is someone who is always finding out information and sharing it with you. Another is the mentor. And there's been a lot researched and written about, including my own work, that it's very hard to be friends with a mentor because the mentor needs to have that position of authority. And the basis of friendship is that it's a relationship between two equals.
Now, the only thing I'm going to say there, Jan, in my experience, is that there is more than one kind of a mentor relationship. One of them is the active mentor, which is pretty clearly someone who the superior and the subordinate, so to speak, in the organizational chart. And this person is actively taking the role as mentor. But I had a lot of mentors who were just ahead of me. They, some of them were my bosses and some of them weren't, but they were older than me. They were ahead of me in life and in business. And we were friends, but I considered them to be my mentor. They didn't know they were being my mentor, but I was using them as a mentor because I was learning from them, from their things that they succeeded in and their mistakes.
Well, that's a more of an unofficial type of relationship, which is great and which is fine. But I'm really talking about more of
the official one,
right? Exactly.
And the only reason why I'm stopping on that is because I do think it's important for people to find their mentors to take their mentors wherever they can find them.
Oh, I agree. But another part of the book is 7 things you should never reveal or say in a work relationship. Another part is 14 foes to recognize and deal with.
Well, I want to go back to these 7 things that we're not supposed to say. Tell us what those are. You can't just slough over those. You got to tell us what those are.
Well, I hope I can say some of them on radio.
Oh, well, wait a minute. This is a family show, Jan. You know that.
I know. Number 4. You know, really avoid discussing anything about the intimate aspects of your life or your romantic partners.
Right.
Number 1, business confidences that would be a violation of trust and ethics if revealed to anyone. Number 7, comments that are racist, sexist, anti-aging, or against any religion or culture. And number 7 is important because, unfortunately, in some workplaces, in the guise of humor, comments are made. And the assumption is, that's fine because it's just a joke. But behind those jokes can be these, racist or sexist or anti-aging kind of comments. So that's to be avoided. Number 5, anything you would not feel comfortable having repeated on the 6 o'clock news or reading about it in the national newspaper. Number 6, and this, once again, you have to be very careful to avoid this, gossiping or sharing negative thoughts about the boss. Unfortunately, especially if it's done with someone.
You mean we can't talk about the boss? My folks wouldn't have any fun if they couldn't do that around here, Jan.
Well, no, negative.
Negative. Well, I'm talking about that, too, I'm afraid. Stand by, Jan. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Jan, how do we do all this and not go nuts with political correctness? Stay with us. It's 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and hope when you get to my website, jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com, hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there at my site. Jan Yeager is all over our site. She's been with our Brain Trust for so long. Many, many archives and other things that she has contributed to our site. And Jan, we appreciate that very much. Give us your website, please.
Oh, thank you for asking. It's janyager.com and
Yager.com.
Lots of free book excerpts, articles, and I keep it up to date. National New Friends, Old Friends Week just passed, but it will be celebrated again in May of 2006, and it's actually a wonderful way to focus. And this year I did something I haven't done in a long time. I had a girls' night out.
With cookie dough and everything?
No, we went to a restaurant in Manhattan. There were 6 of us, and we just chatted, and it was great.
You didn't eat cookie dough and watch Steel Magnolias or anything like that?
No.
Okay. It wasn't a slumber party.
That's a girls' night in.
That was a slumber party. I'm sorry. I get confused about these things. Jan, the new book, by the way, folks, is called Who's That Sitting at My Desk? And it's available wherever books are sold, I know.
Yes, and also from Book Clearinghouse, 1-800-431-1579.
All right.
It's also been translated into Dutch and simple and complex Chinese.
Congratulations. But now, I was thinking as we went to the break that some of the things you were saying, I mean, I agree with you that we shouldn't be telling jokes at the expense of other people, and we have to be aware of other folks' feelings, and I am glad that we're paying more attention to that. But don't we have to be careful that not to let political correctness just take the fun out of the workplace?
I strongly believe you can have fun in the workplace and in, you know, business without, you know, off-color jokes or saying things that are politically incorrect. I really do.
Well, but don't you think that sometimes we've gone so far with political correctness that people are almost afraid to say anything that it's like, is, I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe America has lost its sense of humor. What do you think?
No, I went to a website of a lecture bureau that I'm hoping will, you know, start booking for me, and I was looking at a sample video of a speaker, and, you know, he's a comic, and he was making a wonderful joke about the difference in the size of candy bars on the airlines, and it, you know, it was great, and it was fun, and it was politically correct, and it was humorous. So I think it's still possible to be funny without, you know, being so politically correct that you're afraid to say anything.
Right.
I think that the increased sensitivity in the workplace can only be a good thing. Maybe the pendulum has swung a little bit too far in one direction, but it's definitely better to come back to a center point, but to increase people's sensitivity and I should have added fat jokes. You know, that's
right.
You know, certainly another group of people in America and worldwide that, you know, it's good to be sensitive about.
But isn't this a one way that you know you have a friendship with somebody? Maybe it's a little more than just a workship. It is a friendship at work, when you can have fun and talk about things, just the two of you or just the three of you, and everybody knows in the group. Isn't that the sort of the definition of a friend, where everybody knows that even if you say something that maybe you wouldn't say anywhere else, these people know. And even if it is sort of poking fun or having some fun at another person's expense, the other person knows. It's just you and them, and they know that you care about them, and it's just in fun. Isn't that kind of part of the definition of a friendship?
Well, my book is based on not only, you know, 20 years of research, but 400 surveys and over 100 interviews. And, Jim, the astonishing truth is, there are a lot of people parading as friends in the workplace, misusing that relationship
right.
to get information, to get the upper hand on mm-hmm. competitive workers. So you really
or to use the guise of friendship, or to use the guise of friendship to be to have fun at someone's expense.
Yes, and let me read you the very first quote at the beginning of the first chapter. My computer went into power save, and I didn't realize.
Foes, you're talking about from Patricia Schroeder?
Yeah.
The real question from the workplace is, who are your friends? Who are your enemies? Now, how do you tell the difference?
Exactly. I mean, that's really so key. And I think it's important to keep that in mind.
Right.
As you know from my previous books, Friend Shifts, as well as When Friendship Hurts, it takes on average 3 years from when you meet till you know that someone's a tried and true friend. So I strongly recommend, especially in the small business environment and the workplace, that you really have tested out that relationship and you know that someone is a true, tried and true friend.
Jan Yeager, thank you for being here. The website is janyeager.com. Thank you for being here, Jan. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Have a great day.
Jan later, Yeager, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Andrew Sherman. We're going to talk about how to grow your business the right way. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.